Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
$1,044 per year when you switch to Direct Auto, you too can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote today at DirectAuto.com or find a store near you. Data from August 2021, new customer survey. Savings of any vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem.
This press conference is to let everyone know after years of searching, we finally found it.
What? Aliens?
Is it Bigfoot?
We found reliable and affordable 5G home internet that runs on T-Mobile's wireless network. And it's just $30 a month for families with Magenta Max.
But don't internet providers always jack up your price after 1 year?
Others might, but T-Mobile has no price hikes.
What about termination fees?
They'll pay off up to $500 in termination fees if you break up with your provider.
That's incredible.
Wait, so no Bigfoot?
Welcome to Internet Freedom. Switch to T-Mobile 5G home internet for just $30 a month with autopay and 50% off YouTube TV for a year with a Wireless Max family plan.
5G availability limited. 4G options also available. Qualified accounts include regulatory fees and price. $5 more per month without autopay. Keep your monthly rate for current qualified data service. Exclusions apply. Up to $500 via virtual prepaid card for termination fee payoff. Allow 8 weeks. See T-Mobile.com/Wi-Fi for YouTube and other offer details. Cancel anytime.
Howie, how much money do I need to buy a diamond at Robert Irwin Jewelers?
How much money you got, Danny? Because really, it doesn't matter. I could find anything for any budget at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bigger, brighter diamonds, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Any budget?
Any budget and free financing.
The Powerball jackpot is now up to $335 million. Plus, choose the Double Play add-on for a second chance to win up to $10 million. Hurry in to any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today for your chance to win big. Next drawing is tomorrow night.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm speaking to you from 54th and Broadway, New York City. Bennett Doyle back in Memphis producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can. And I hope you like a lot of movement in the NBA draft, because the Grizzlies were moving around a lot last night. They were supposed to pick 22nd and 29th. Instead, they picked 19th and 23rd, then again at 38, then again at 47. We'll talk about it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:20, Dan Walken's going to join me, national columnist, USA Today, on Twitter, at Dan Walken. What did he think of the confusion at the top of the draft last night? What does he think about the situation in Brooklyn with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving? I'll talk to Dan Walken about all those things. We're going to do it in the next segment. Finish that. What I would normally do is take a break, come back, and do 4 notable stories at 4:44, at which point I discuss 4 previously undiscussed stories. But today, I just want to stick with the NBA draft. So in that segment, I'm going to talk with Wake Forest coach Steve Forbes. He's the reigning ACC Coach of the Year and the man who recruited Jake LaRavia via the transfer portal and then spent the past year helping him develop into the prospect the Grizzlies targeted and moved up to select 19th overall in last night's NBA draft. When did Forbes know Jake LaRavia could be a top 20 pick? What's the backstory on how he got to Wake Forest? Steve Forbes going to join me right around 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calk is just like always that I will eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but obviously I wanted to start with the 2022 NBA draft. It went down last night here in New York City. As you know, the Grizzlies were active, really busy. At the beginning of the night, they had the 22nd pick, the 29th pick, and the 47th pick. By the end of the night, they had selected 19th, 23rd, 38th, and 47th. DeAnthony Melton is gone. No longer a member of the Grizzlies. He's off to Philadelphia. It appears Jake LaRavia, David Roddy, and Kennedy Chandler are going to be main roster additions, and that Vince Williams and the undrafted Kenneth Lofton Jr., those two will likely be two-way players. Big Bet Bennett, what's been the general reaction to the Grizzlies draft night on this station throughout the day?
You know, I think the general reaction, and not surprising, is just we're going to trust what the front office did last night. I think that's pretty much how most people are feeling. Like, they've got a good track record. You know, they moved up to get these guys, and when the picks were made, probably unexpected by most people. But I think most fans, including me, are willing to let it play out.
Yeah, that all sounds reasonable to me. I guess, broadly speaking, I'd say four things about what happened last night. I understand going up and getting Jake LaRavia at 19. I don't know that it's what I would have done, but I certainly understand it. Secondly, if I'm being honest, I don't completely understand using the 23rd pick on David Roddy, but I'm hopeful that it turns into a success story because he's an awesome college player, really fun college player, and if he can figure out a way to stick in the NBA, I'm confident he'd be a really fun NBA player. Now beyond that, I'd say I love that they got Kennedy Chandler with the 38th pick. If you listen to this show at all in recent weeks, you know that I'm a believer that Kennedy Chandler is going to stick in the NBA. And if you get somebody at 38 who sticks in the NBA, that's an excellent pick. And I guess the last thing on what happened last night is, you know, I'm just not going to care one way or another too much about two-way players because they rarely end up mattering. Doesn't mean these guys won't, but they don't usually become a topic of conversation literally at any point after the day they're signed to two-way contracts. So let's focus on the first three things that I mentioned and take them one by one. Jake LaRavia going 19th after the Grizzlies packaged 22 and 29 to move up to 19. Clearly because they had targeted him and prioritized him. If you were watching on CBS Sports HQ last night, in real time, my initial response was, are we sure you just can't get Jake LaRavia at 22 and you don't have to give up 29 to go up to 19 and get him? Like, are you confident that he wasn't going to be there at 22 so much that you felt like you had to go up to 19? Because certainly most mock drafts had him still on the board at 22. But within seconds of that thought crossing my mind, something I think reasonable occurred to me, and that is Zach Kleiman and the other members of that front office should have a better grasp for whether they got to go up to 19 to get the guy they want or not, than me or anybody like me should have. Like, it would be pretty arrogant of me to think I know they didn't have to go up to 19 to get Jake LaRavia when it's literally their job to talk to other front offices, talk amongst each other, and try to actually have a grasp for that thing. So I'm going to assume that they genuinely believed at that point that there was at least a reasonable chance that LaRavia would not be available at 22, that he was available at 19. And as Zach Kleiman said last night, either way, he didn't want to test it. He didn't want to assume that we can sit here at 22 and wait for Jake LaRavia to be available to us to 22 and then watch him come off the board to somebody else at 19, 20, or 21? Was it a 50% chance that he'd still be available at 22? A 60% chance that he'd still be available at 22? A 20% chance that he'd still be available at 22? It's hard to know for sure. But as Zach explained last night, I didn't want to play around with it. We knew who we wanted, and if we have to go up to ensure that we can get him. Even if we might be able to get him at 22, we knew for sure we could get him at 19. We didn't know for sure we could get him at 22, but we did know for sure we could get him at 19, and I'm paraphrasing here. These are mostly my words, not his. But certainly the indication he provided last night was they didn't want to play around with it. They didn't want to test it. They knew who they wanted, so they did what they had to do to go up and get him. Honestly, it reminds me of shopping for concert tickets or sporting event tickets a little bit in this way. You know, I'm not a season ticket holder to anything. So when me and my wife or me and my wife and kids or me and anybody are going to go to, you know, a Mets game or whatever, I'm typically going to be buying from the secondary market because I want to have awesome tickets, and awesome tickets at anything are going to be sold and only available via the secondary market. So I'm going to mess around on StubHub or SeatGeek. And what you do is you go to these websites and you click on the event. You say you need two tickets or four tickets or however many you need. And then what's available shows up. And they are available in that moment, priced at a certain price. But depending on the event, these prices might go up, might go down. Tickets could stay there for another day or might be gone in the next 5 minutes. And these are all things you have to weigh. For instance, it was, you know, at some point earlier this baseball season, I was here in New York for work and doing Time to Shine for CBS Sports Network. And we finished taping that show typically around 5 p.m. Eastern, and then it airs at 6 p.m. Eastern. So I'm out of the studio by 5. Mets game starts at 7. It's really nothing for me if I'm not going home that night, and this night I wasn't. I was staying until the next morning. It's nothing for me to, you know, get back to my hotel, you know, shower, throw on a T-shirt, you know, hop on the subway, and get to Citi Field in time for first pitch. And so I had decided on this night, that's what I'm going to do. And I'd actually decided the day before. I'm going to the Mets game by myself tomorrow night. And these tickets, I was going to get these nice seats, you know, just behind home plate. And they were priced, I don't want to put a number on it, but like, you know, in a certain way where I guess if I got to pay that, I'll pay it. But let's just wait and see, you know, what happens over the next 24 hours. Well, what happened over the next 24 hours is a storm started rolling through. And it was clear that there was going to be bad weather in the area, and it was definitely going to rain, but is it going to rain hard enough to cause a delay, long enough to cause a cancellation? These are all things that were, you know, on the table as, you know, Friday afternoon is turning to Friday night. And what I had decided that morning is there's going to be a lot of people who are on the fence. Like, if you haven't bought tickets yet, you're on the fence about whether or not you're going to a game that starts tonight.
Mm-hmm.
With this weather coming through, a lot of people who were probably going to go if it were nice weather are not going to go because it's questionable weather. You could buy tickets on StubHub, go to the game, you know, get pay for parking or take the train or take a Uber or a cab, and then the game's just in a rain delay or canceled completely. So there's going to be a lot of people who are going to say, the weather's not looking so great. I'm just not going to go. Whereas I decided I'm here by myself. I don't have anything else to do.
Right.
So I'm just going to go. And what is the absolute worst case scenario? I, you know, sit at a nice bar in the ballpark and, you know, the lounge right behind home plate and have drinks. That's the worst case scenario. I don't have anything else to do. I could go sit in another bar somewhere else. But the worst case scenario ain't that bad. And the best case scenario is I get to watch a baseball game, my favorite baseball team. So I'm going no matter what. But if I wait, these prices are going to drop because the market is minimizing for this game because of the weather. And I actually calculated that pretty well. And I promise all this will make sense at some point. And so I just waited and waited and waited till about 2 hours before first pitch. and the same ticket that was priced at a certain price in the morning had been cut in half. The ticket, like I got it for half of what I would have bought it for the morning of, just by waiting until the weather got questionable. And so I got a great value on the ticket, and then the weather moved through. First pitch was on time. No rain delays whatsoever. So that was a calculated risk that I made that worked out for me. Fast forward to a few weeks ago. We're out in Anaheim. Same deal. Me and Kelly are going to go to Mets Angels at Angel Stadium. And I'm looking for tickets. And I don't go to these games a lot, so when I go, I want to sit in nice seats and have the best time I can have. So I spotted some tickets that were available on StubHub right behind home plate. Game's on Saturday. This is probably Thursday. I'm like, I guess I could buy these now. But I, you know, they might come down a little bit because that's the way these things typically work. You know, these secondary market sellers, they price things at a certain place. And then if they don't sell, they bring them down a little bit and bring them down a little bit. Often, as long as demand doesn't overwhelm supply, the closer you get to an event, the more likely the prices are going to come down. And when you're talking about a regular season Angels-Mets game, you know, this is not a playoff game. It's not selling out. So I'm going to trust that these seats, that they're priced right there, they're going to come down to me. And so I didn't buy them. By the next day, those seats were gone. And then nearly everything behind home plate was gone. But there were these two seats right beside the Mets dugout. And they're available at a price that was whatever. I'm willing to pay it. I'd love for it to come down a little bit, but I'm willing to pay it. And at that point, I was like, should I just wait and see if they come down? But if somebody eats these up, like they just ate up all the ones behind home plate, then I'm going to miss out on these seats too. So you know what? I don't want to miss out on these seats. These are the seats I want. And maybe if I waited, they would drop. But maybe if I waited, they won't even be available to me. So I'm going to go ahead and buy the seats now. And I did, and we went to the game. And even though Mike Trout homered twice and Shohei Ohtani homered once and the Mets got killed, we still had a great time sitting in some incredible seats. And that is more or less what Zach Kleiman did last night. And more or less what Zach Kleiman has done over and over again as he's been in charge of the Grizzlies franchise. He finds seats that he wants. And rather than risk somebody else buying them, he just buys them or does what he has to do to possess them. That's what he did with Jake LaRavia last night. He could have, if you're following the analogy, said, these seats being Jake LaRavia, they might fall to me. They might be available 30 minutes from now at a lesser price. But they might not. And I know those are the seats I want. So I'm going to go ahead and pay this price for these seats to make sure I get what I want. That's what they did last night. And that is what pattern he has established as a drafting philosophy. Evaluate. Do your homework. Believe in somebody. Target them. And then do what you have to do to get them. Is it possible you could have done nothing and got them where you were already sitting? Maybe. But it is also possible if you waited, the player you targeted and desired wouldn't be there. So let's just buy these seats and make sure we get what we want. That is what they did with Jake LaRavia. And now you hope that they were right about him in a way that they've been right about several others. David Roddy at 23, I think that's higher than almost anybody had him. But another trend that has developed with this front office is that they believe in who they believe in. They do not care about your mock drafts. And they're not worried about what type of grade somebody might give them on draft night in real time. They're just worried about getting the guy that they want. So it doesn't matter to them that I would not have taken David Roddy at 23, or that Jonathan Givony wouldn't have taken David Roddy at 23, or that probably most NBA franchises would not have taken David Roddy at 23. All that matters to them is that this is the guy we want, And this is where we know we can get him. So we're going to get to this place where we know we can get him, and then we're going to take him. They've done this in multiple drafts now, and they did it again last night. First with Jake LaRavia, and then again with David Roddy. I understand the Jake LaRavia one, even though it's probably not what I would have done. I'm less enthusiastic about the David Roddy one, but I have probably watched him more than most Grizzlies fans because I work for CBS Sports Network. We carry Mountain West games. I'm in studio for them, and Colorado State's in the Mountain West. I've seen David Roddy a lot. Awesome college basketball player. Really fun and skilled college basketball player. But the question, and it's an obvious question, is like, will he be able to guard any position on the court effectively in the NBA? I'm not sure. Other franchises aren't sure. That's why I don't think it's a stretch to say most franchises would not have taken him at 23. But I can understand being intrigued. And if you believe, and they clearly have convinced themselves that they do believe this, that the good stuff about him is going to be good enough to make the questions about him not matter that much, well then, you know, this is your franchise, and it is literally your job to do things like this. If I were in charge, once we get the Jake LaRavia thing done, and that is, sure, a talent acquisition, but also clearly they were looking for a certain type of player with that pick. At 23, I think what I would have liked to have done is what Golden State did a little deeper in the first round, which is just take a big swing. You know, at this point, it's unclear how many rookies in the 20s are going to be able to help a franchise like Golden State, which is coming off an NBA title and trying to win another one. And it is also unclear what type of rookie in the 20s, if any of them, could genuinely help the Grizzlies next season. And so rather than take somebody like David Roddy, I would have probably wanted to take a big, big swing on a former five-star recruit who had a bad freshman season for whatever reason, but is still available. That is what Golden State did. They took Patrick Baldwin. And it might amount to nothing. But if it hits, you got real value at the bottom of the first round. I would have liked to have seen them do something like that with their second first-round pick. But either way, they go with the David Roddy decision. And if he hits and this works, you know, he will emerge as a fan favorite because you don't see many people with bodies like his flourish on the basketball court. But this guy was the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year. And he did flourish on the college basketball court. Now we got to figure out if it can work on an NBA court. At 38, they take Kennedy Chandler, which I absolutely love. This is somebody I would have been willing to take in the 20s. So to get him at 38, I think you get real value here. But there's no denying at this point his height really did become an issue with most front offices, like many people predicted that it would. I was willing to look past it because I think the good outweighs that bad. But there was something notable about last night's draft. In the first round, Ty Washington, he was the shortest player selected at 6'3". Before he got picked, nobody under 6'4 had been picked in the first round, and he slipped all the way to 29. So you can see what front offices are doing now. They are prioritizing players who are 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", in that range. They don't want people who can only guard one position, whether that's bigs who can only guard one position or smalls who can only guard one position. You want versatile defenders. And often to be a versatile defender, you got to be a little taller. You can't really be 6 foot. Like, I think Kennedy Chandler is going to be able to guard in the NBA, but he's not going to be able to, you know, guard multiple positions in the NBA. And so that became a trend in the first round, or something that stood out in the first round. If you are only capable of guarding one position as a big, you're not that valuable. If you're only capable of guarding one position as a small, you're not that valuable. And that is among the reasons Kennedy Chandler slipped all the way to 38. But good for him and good for the franchise. And I am somebody who believes he's going to stick in the NBA. And if you get somebody at 38 who sticks, well, you've just made a good pick. So what's clear to me more than ever also is that the Grizzlies don't care about mock drafts or body types.
Right.
Like, they have now assembled a roster where they have at least five players as a part of the franchise who were devalued coming out of college for some physical thing. With Brandon Clark, terrible wingspan. They didn't care. Desmond Bane, short arms. They didn't care. Kennedy Chandler, short in general. They didn't care. David Roddy, a football body. They didn't care. Kenneth Lofton, terrible body. They didn't care. They don't get caught up in those things. If they think you can play, they don't worry about perceived body problems, especially if they've never really been problems to date. If they think you can play, they're happy to make you a part of the franchise and take advantage of other franchises devaluing you because you don't measure or jump or look a certain way. Will that approach work every time? No, but it has worked with Brandon Clark, and it has worked with Desmond Bane. And so now we'll get to see if it works for Kennedy Chandler, David Roddy, and Kenneth Lofton Jr. Bottom line, I can't honestly say I love what they did last night because it's not close to what I would have done. Like, I probably wouldn't have picked the player they picked at 19. I'd have probably picked Malachi Branham, who was still on the board. And I probably wouldn't have picked the player they picked at 23. I'd have probably taken a big swing on a Patrick Baldwin or Caleb Houston, maybe. Like I said, I do love what they did at 38. I don't really care about 47. So is this what I would have done last night? Probably not. But I do understand the logic. They clearly targeted very specific types of guys to fit with the roster they currently have in place. And given that they have brought this franchise to a great place with that approach, I think they have earned the benefit of the doubt. I'll give it to them. I'm giving it to them. Which, by the way, is not to suggest they don't miss on picks, because they have and they do. Like, I hated the Santi Aldama pick when it happened, and I still hate it. It's not obvious that Zaire Williams, that pick, was correct. So there is a difference between doing really well and doing no wrong. The Grizzlies front office has done really well, but it's not like they can do no wrong. They have done some wrong, but they've mostly done right. They're running a franchise that had the second best record in the NBA this past season. They have a great young core. The future is bright. So I can't wait to see how this thing plays out. And obviously, I'll be hoping like crazy that it all works out. Now go get Kevin Durant. Let's win a championship next year. Dan Walken is up next.
Memphis and the Mid-South's flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies.
The Memphis Grizzlies select Jake LaRavia from Wake Forest University. David Roddy from Colorado State University.
Kennedy Chandler from the University of Tennessee.
The Grind lives on 92.9 FM ESPN. This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN and Odyssey Station.
Hey, Jeff Allen, I'm ready to get my Kia on. What's happening over on Mount Moriah at Gossett Kia South?
Hey, I know the car business is crazy right now, but we got them on the lot ready to ride. I've got a 2022 Kia Forte LXS 210 a month, 2022 Kia Soul LX 223 a month, both 36-month lease and $27.99 due at signing. Plus, 2022 Kia Sorento LX 315, 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing.
And Jeff, your Kias are all always equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia, Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit. Forte, 89, 848, MSRP 20,770. Sold in 78, 68, 67, MSRP 20,880. Sorrento, NG 128, 223, MSRP 31,980. Must finance through Kia plus tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 7522. Dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for detail.
Starting stronger starts at AutoZone. They've got battery solutions for free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Nobody protects you from mayhem in Memphis like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said?
I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Carla's retiring early next month. We're all going to have to learn to pick up a slack.
The dessert-making role at Sawyer's Restaurant, deserted.
Tom, if you can handle beignets.
They need a new pastry chef who can souffle like it's a piece of cake.
Come on, guys, we've got a line out the door. How much longer for those croissants?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Make your garden twice as big this summer and get twice the harvest. Right now, get two Bonnie Plants 2.32 quart vegetable and herb plants for only $10. They're ready-to-grow starter plants make growing vegetables and herbs at home easier than ever before. Make your garden twice as big this summer and enjoy homegrown fresh vegetables and herbs with Bonnie Plants, two for just $10. Feels like 4th of July savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Selection varies by store, in-store only, not available offshore or Alaska.
Meet Boost, the fizzing, amazing vitamin boost that make you feel like...
I like to boost it, My vitamins can boost it. I like to boost it, We like to boost it.
Boost, the fizzing, amazing vitamin boost.
Boost it.
By now, you know that sound. It's the sound of the Home Depot. But what about those sounds? Those are the sounds of a new laundry set that provides a powerful yet gentle clean in less time, making this the sound of savings on top brand appliances. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Get up to 25% off plus 750 instant savings on select appliances. Valid June 22nd through July 13th. U.S. only. Gas, dryer, extra. See store for details.
O'Reilly.
Restore shine and protect your interior with Armor All cleaning and protectant wipes at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy two canisters of Armor All wipes and get one free. Plus, you'll earn double O rewards points. Clean, shine, and protect with Armor All wipes available at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers, and I'm here to tell you that with any purchase of $999 or more, you get a free diamond wedding band. See a store for complete details. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers. Five locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Hey, this is Shaq with Homer Scout and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington. The Ram Make the Switch event and Jeep Freedom Day is going on right now. Visit us at homerskeltoncdj.com and see why we're a bunch of normal guys in the car business changing lives four tires at a time.
At Wendy's, we make breakfast better, like with our Breakfast Baconator. Better from top to bottom bun. Savory sausage patty, better. Crispy oven-baked bacon, better. Fresh cracked egg, better. The Breakfast Baconator might just be the greatest breakfast sandwich of all time. So you can keep settling for not better, or you can get a better breakfast from Wendy's. Tough choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's better breakfast.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We have reached the time of the year where you're going to be in the backyard, on the grill, and if you need to upgrade your situation, you know where to go. Barbecue All-Star Superstore down in South Haven. It is 12,000 square feet of grills, smokers, sauces, anything you can think of for your backyard barbecue and grilling needs. They got Big Green Eggs, Primo Grills, Grill Islands, Drum Smokers, and right now they've got a Summer of Grills sale going on. $300 off a 4K charcoal grill, $100 off a Gateway Drum Smoker, $75 off Green Mountain Grills. That's at the Barbecue All-Star Superstore down in South Haven. The address is 875 Goodman Road. It's in that South Haven Commons complex. And you can reach them by phone at 662-510-5690. That's 662-510-5690. If you need sauces, seasonings, anything, all the way up to the biggest and best grills that are available, you can get it all at the Barbecue All-Star Superstore. 875 Goodman Road. Punch it into your iPhone. They're on the web. TheBBQAllStars.com. That's TheBBQAllStars.com. The Grizzlies selected Jake LaRavia with the 19th pick of the 2022 NBA draft last night. He, of course, played this past season at Wake Forest. His coach, the man who recruited him there and then helped develop him into a top 20 pick, that's Steve Forbes. He's going to join me in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will be here a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he's a national columnist. USA Today, it's Dan Walken making him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview, presented by The Wing Guru, online at thewingguru.com.
All right, Dan, let's start with the NBA draft, the tip-top of it. For a while, it appeared that Jabari Smith was going to be the pick in Orlando at number one. Then the betting markets flipped overnight leading into the draft. It suggested Paolo Banchero's going number one. Then Woj comes back and reports, no, it's going to be Jabari Smith. And then just before the draft, switches it back to Paolo Banchero. Now we know Paolo Banchero goes one, Chet Holmgren two, and Jabari Smith at three. What'd you make of the chaos, confusion at the top of last night's draft?
Well, reporters are only as good as the information that people give us. And I've been in this situation plenty of times. You've been in this situation plenty of times. Not necessarily around drafts, but like coaching searches where people will tell you one thing specifically over and over again, and they're doing it knowing that they're not telling the truth. And, you know, sometimes as reporters, like a lot of us, and Woj is certainly in this category as well, like try to do the best job we can at separating truth from fiction and making sure that what people are telling us is accurate by cross-referencing it with information that other people have. And that's kind of the way it works, right? And that's why when Woj says something, you believe it because you know he's getting this from the right people and he's checked it out to the best he possibly can. But obviously, at least to me, what Orlando was doing was just totally BSing everyone and running a huge misdirection play. I don't know why necessarily. I don't really understand their motivation when they have the number one pick. Maybe they were just trying to bait one of the teams below them into making some, you know, monster trade offer or something like that. But this was one of those situations where, honestly, like the Vegas guys had it right and the reporters had it wrong.
If you're Woj, are you furious with Orlando? Because you were you were the one. He was the one, and I say this as a friend of his, but, you know, like he didn't have it right yesterday afternoon. He sort of, you know, came back and tweeted, the top three is pretty firm at this point. It's Jabari Smith, Chet Holmgren, and Paolo Banchero. If you're Woj, at what point are you calling Orlando and saying, guys, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, I mean, knowing Woj the way you do and knowing him the way I do, I would say furious probably doesn't even begin to describe the mood he was in over that situation yesterday. But look, I mean, stuff happens, right? And I am sure he was not only talking to Orlando, he was talking to the people around, you know, the players and the information they were hearing and the signals they were getting and all that stuff. So I'm sure, you know, as reporters, you always want to go back and, you know, try to figure out where it went wrong and where, you know, maybe you might have missed something or you didn't ask the right question. But, you know, this might just be a situation where they were just intentionally misleading everybody and they just did a really good job of hiding their true plan.
I think you're right that they were trying to bait somebody. But it seems like to me if that's what they were doing, they did it incorrectly. Because, and at this point, let's acknowledge, who knows what is fact and fiction heading into any draft. But there was a belief that Oklahoma City had kind of locked in on Chet Holmgren, that they liked him a lot. And so if I'm Orlando trying to bait somebody, I'm trying to bait the Oklahoma City franchise with all these future firsts who I believe – likes Chet Holmgren, at which point I'm putting out, not that I'm taking Jabari Smith, but that I'm taking Chet Holmgren to see if they'll come up and give me something to try to move up one spot to get him. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. No, I mean, certainly. Maybe they were trying to extract something specific from Houston. Maybe they were hoping Houston would jump up there for whatever reason. So I don't know. I mean, it's really interesting to, you know, go back through the mechanics of all this. This was, kind of a crazy draft. I mean, I'm sitting here for, you know, 4 days before this thing, like on Twitter, and seeing all these people, you know, talking about Atlanta and how, like, they're determined to make a trade. They're going to make trades on draft night. They're getting rid of John Collins before the draft starts. And then, like, the draft begins and then just nothing happens, right? So this is just sort of the environment that you operate in when you do this kind of reporting, where you have a lot of people talking about what other franchises are doing all the time, and you're trying to, you know, sift through the most important parts and what seems to be the truest and what is being repeated by the most number of people. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just really hard to predict until that team's on the clock, like, what exactly their intentions are and whether what they're saying is true or meant to mislead somebody somewhere.
Talking to Dan Wolkin from USA Today. All that aside, did you have a conviction about who you thought Orlando should take? Do you think they got it right?
I didn't have a conviction. I don't think this is a draft where any of these players are going to be looked at as the best player on a championship team type of talent. I think that the odds that Paolo is the best player from the draft are probably not that great. But right now, you know, in terms of where he is as a player at this particular moment and the things he can do physically and the way he processes the game, he's probably the most ready to play and be good in the NBA immediately. I just don't know that in 3 to 5 years he's going to have the most upside of all those guys. But if it's not him, you could certainly make a case for Jaden Ivey. You could make a case for Jabari. You could absolutely make a case for Chet Holmgren. So I don't think this was an easy call for anyone.
Talking to Dan Wolkin from USA Today. Elsewhere in the NBA, the big story seems to be in Brooklyn, where Kyrie Irving would like to be moved if he can't reach a long-term agreement with Brooklyn. If Kyrie Irving is there or not there, could have an impact on what Kevin Durant wants to do. What do you make of the mess that has been created and evolving in Brooklyn for some time now?
Well, this is just kind of what you get now when you're banking everything on Kyrie Irving. And, you know, Kyrie Irving is just certainly spectacular talent. He's a guy who famously hit one of the most important shots in the history of the league in Game 7 of the Finals, and he's been sort of, you know, riding on that as his reputation. He's a guy that, you know, that kind of awes other NBA players. They're always, you know, talking about how good Kyrie is and how skilled he is and how he does things, you know, they wish they could do on the court. All that stuff is great, but, I mean, look at the number of games played. Look at the way he has exited Cleveland and Boston and, you know, potentially now Brooklyn, and it's just one thing after another. And the vaccine stuff, totally self-inflicted wound. That's certainly not the only thing in his career that you would look at and say, this guy's not a very good teammate. It's just one of many things. And you just know with Kyrie Irving, it's probably going to be less good than you think it's going to be while it's happening, and it's going to end worse than you would hope it would. So there's certainly pluses and minuses to Kyrie, but Brooklyn right now is going through the negative side of it, and the decision to pay him all the money he wants to make for as many years as he wants to make it is one that if they jump into that, it could go spectacularly wrong. And I think that's why you're seeing all this drama right now.
Wrapping up here with Dan Wolkin from USA Today. Last thing before I let you go, there is at least a possibility that Kevin Durant becomes available. In the betting markets right now, if he is not playing in Brooklyn next season, the most likely place, again, in the betting markets, is Miami. And the second most likely place is Memphis. How should the Grizzlies balance building with this young, talented core, or, hey, Kevin Durant's available, let's push all in, do what we got to do to get him, and try to win a championship in 2023. How do you balance those things?
Oh, well, I mean, look, I mean, first of all, I would say I don't think Kevin Durant is going to play for the Memphis Grizzlies. I'd be surprised if that were the case.
But I think everybody, I understand.
But, like, if that was a possibility, if that was on the table, yeah, I mean, yeah, even with his age or whatever, like, yeah, you, of course you would make that trade. You know, you would trade everything. You would, you're obviously not trading John Morant, but I would trade everybody but John Morant to make that happen, if that was a real possibility. So, yeah, like, you would only get one opportunity to get a player like Kevin Durant. And yes, his age is a factor, and you know it's not a 10-year decision. It's more like a, you know, you're trying to win something within 3 to 4 years. But I mean, realistically, that might be their window anyway, because you know, as we've talked about before, like, as good as a season as they had this year, like, there's never any guarantee that just by bringing everybody back that everybody's going to get better, and you got to start paying more people and trying to keep more people happy, and that becomes more complicated with the salary cap, and you keep bringing in more talent through the draft. Like, it's not easy to just say we're going to have this same team for the next 4 years and everything's going to be great. That's not the way it works in the NBA, especially now. And so any team that has an opportunity to go get Kevin Durant, yes, you push all your chips in. If you already have one star, you could add Kevin Durant as a second star. That would put you know, right within the mix.
That is Dan Walken from USA Today. Make sure you read him, usatoday.com. Find him on Twitter, at Dan Walken. Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
See you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. That's Dan Walken from USA Today. When we come back, Jake LaRavia became the Grizzlies' first-round pick last night. Selected 19th overall out of Wake Forest, the man who recruited him to Wake Forest. Coached him at Wake Forest, helped put him in a position to be a top 20 pick, even though he wasn't on any draft boards before the season started. That's Steve Forbes, the reigning ACC Coach of the Year. He'll join me next. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Win a 2022 Lincoln at the Fitz, or heck, win two, because that's how many the Fitz is giving away in June. And not just the Lincolns, tons of promo cash too. $500 here, $2,500 there, $5,000 more here and there. And how do you win the cash and cars? Just like always, people, you come in, you play, you win. You know, just another day at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. See cashier or players club for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
At Wendy's, we make breakfast better. Like with our breakfast baconator. Better from top to bottom bun. Savory sausage patty, better. Crispy oven baked bacon, better. Fresh cracked egg, better. The breakfast baconator might just be the greatest breakfast sandwich of all time. So you can keep settling for not better, or you can get a better breakfast from Wendy's. Tough choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's better breakfast.
Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
O'Reilly. This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company. It's owned by Melissa Cookson, 7-time world champion, the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So obviously, the barbecue is great at Memphis Barbecue Company. That goes without saying, but I hope you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue. They got a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Salads, burgers, sandwiches, fried catfish, grilled salmon, grilled chicken, chicken tenders, meatloaf, smoked wings. I promise, even if you don't dig barbecue, you're going to dig something on the menu. You can find it at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com. Memphis Barbecue Company, it's located at 709 DeSoto Cove. So if you're getting there from Memphis, it's easy. You just take 55 South to the Goodman Road exit, get off, go right. You can see it from the interstate. You can dine in 7 days a week. You can schedule a pickup order online. It's Memphis Barbecue Company online at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com.
Hey, Mid-South, have you been looking for the perfect vehicle for you and your family, but you're finding inventories at its lowest? Well, we have the solution at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike. Stop the searching. Stop the begging for a good deal. Come to Gossett, and we'll order the perfect vehicle for you at no extra charge. It'll be the color, the extras, the one you want to drive every day, all day long. Gossett will and can order the perfect vehicle just for you. It's easy. It won't take long. Won't break the bank. Won't make you wait for hours. 123 will order what you want at Gossett 1901 Covington Pike. You won't be paying for market adjustments or added costs you can't even figure out. And you will not pay more than MSRP for your new Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, or Fiat. Now is the time that you drive past the rest and come to the best. Gossett Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Fiat. Online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
All pricing includes all rebates and incentives, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2022. Dealer stock only.
If you live in the Memphis area, you should have heard of Stack's Pancake Kitchen by now. It's tremendous. My favorite breakfast spot. And this is Gary Parrish with some great news, specifically that the new location is open in South Haven. They're in the new Silo Square right across from Snowden. So Stack's is now in East Memphis, Germantown, and South Haven, meaning wherever you are, you're close to one. It's locally owned and operated. More importantly, it's awesome. So pop into one of the locations or let Stack's cater for you. It's Stack's Pancake Kitchen, home of the outstanding Stack's Breakfast Burger. Online, stackspancakes.com.
Uncle, what's happening? Hey, my man, look at you, juggling kids and the grill. Why don't you come over here and sit back and unwind?
What you got for me?
Oh, you know I brought my man, Paul Masson Brandy, to the party.
Good old Paul Masson.
You know Paul Masson Brandy tastes smooth because it's aged in oak.
Paul Masson, man, this brings back some good memories. Cheers, Uncle.
Paul Masson Brandy. Cheers to you. Sazerac Company, Louisville, Kentucky. Paul Masson Brandy with natural flavors. 40% alcohol by volume. Please drink responsibly.
We buy any car. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any.
Did you know trading in your car at a dealer could cost you money? A recent study found consumers who trade in their car pay an average of $990 more. So don't trade in. Sell it to We Buy Any Car. Learn more and get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stab me in my back again. You the type to play the joke and try to hide your hand. Not the type to come around and try to play your friend. You the type to cut the grass and snake your best man. I'm the type to close the deal and cut my thing.
See me in person, I look like a ghost. See me in person, I look like a ghost.
Boom.
You wanna come in and play with the goat?
Boom.
You wanna come in and play with the goat?
Goat body.
All you rap sound like me. Can't tell who is who. You got no real identity. Can't tell you from you.
When disaster strikes, do you know who to call? I do. It's Service Master by Cornerstone, largest franchise in a 600-mile radius. But don't just call them because they're the largest. Call them because they're the best, the absolute best at solving problems after a disaster. I hope you never, ever, 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 ever have a disaster. That'd be an awesome life. But odds are, somewhere along the way, you live long enough, you're going to encounter a disaster. It might be water damage or fire damage or smoke damage or mold or just damage caused by a storm. The types of storms we unfortunately have all the time. If it ever happens to you, that's when you need Service Master by Cornerstone. Their motto is, we don't pray for disasters, we just pray we get called when there is one. So remember the name. It is locally owned and it is locally operated. It's Service Master by Cornerstone. 901-624-9200. 624-9200. That's the number. They're available 24/7. You need them at 2 in the afternoon, 2 in the morning. Does not matter. They'll be there for you. Service Master by Cornerstone on the web. smcornerstone.com. Jeff Calkins is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he is the reigning ACC Coach of the Year and the man who recruited Jake LaRavia via the transfer portal and then spent the past year developing him into the prospect that the Grizzlies targeted and moved up to select 19th overall in last night's NBA draft. His name, of course, is Steve Forbes, and he joins me now. Forbes, it's GP. I know you had a late night last night because of the draft. I know you had an early morning this morning because you're on the road recruiting. So I appreciate you being here with me. How you holding up?
I'm doing great, GP. I just got to Dallas. It's like 250 degrees here. and then when you go inside, it's 250 degrees below zero. So, you know, it's a good time to catch pneumonia in June.
that's what I remember about grassroots basketball, hot outside and freezing in the gym. I won't keep you too long because I know you're working, but I do remember – after you secured a commitment from Jake LaRavia last offseason, I was picking your brain a little bit about him, and I remember you telling me you thought he had a chance. At that time, did you think he had a chance to be a top 20 pick in the NBA draft? Because that's what he became last night.
Oh, definitely not. I really truly believed in him and as a player, but at this time a year ago, you got to remember now, not only was he not on a draft board, but the experts in the media didn't even have him or Alondis Williams as a top 100 transfer in college basketball, right? So, I knew he was a really good player. At this time last year, I was getting to know him even more and more and seeing all the things he could do. And, you know, he's such a really, really good all-around player. Doesn't really have any weaknesses. And so those all kind of, you know, became – better and better as the year went along. And when I signed him, I felt like he could be an all-league player. I thought maybe in year two he could, you know, be in the draft. I didn't, expect him to be, you know, the 19th pick in the draft the day I signed him out of Indiana State last, you know, late March, early April.
So you, like every other high major coach, is you know, roster building through the transfer portal. For people who are unfamiliar with the story, how does he get on your radar? How does that recruitment unfold? Mm-hmm. Who did you have to beat to get him?
Well, I didn't know. I mean, I never heard of Jake LaRavia until last spring. And what happened was we have his college coach, Greg Lansing, from Iowa, like me, and we're really good friends, and he's really good friends with Matt Woodley on my staff. And Matt's the one, he had come to my staff from Drake. So he had seen Jake play in the Missouri Valley. So I just remember, you know, late when the season was over last March, like everybody was doing, because you remember now, we couldn't even go recruit these guys. We just had to watch film. We pulled up a bunch of film and started watching him. And the first thing that jumped off the page to me was just how big and skilled he was. I mean, he's a legit 6'9", 230, handles the ball like a guard, you know, can really move his feet. So that really popped off the page to me. So we definitely wanted him. And we had a great end there with Coach Lansing, Greg Lansing, there was a lot of people recruiting him, Gary. I mean, and sometimes it's luck, sometimes it's timing. Like Indiana was recruiting him, and then you know they made a change. They made a change in Coach Miller was out, and so Coach Woodson came in later. But by then he'd already made a decision. I mean, he had ACC schools packed, you know, Big Ten schools recruiting him. But he'd never really been through the process. He wasn't one of those, you know, EYBL, Under Armour, Adidas kids. He played on a team nobody had heard of for probably his local gas station, you know. So, I mean, he just wasn't a kid that was enamored with recruiting. And we did a really good job of getting him.
Talking to Steve Forbes, he's the reigning ACC Coach of the Year, the man who recruited Jake LaRavia to Wake Forest and then helped develop him into somebody who was picked last night by the Grizzlies with the 19th pick in the 2022 NBA draft. How much back and forth did you have with the Grizzlies front office in recent months and weeks and days?
A little bit, not a lot. I mean, you know, Chris Makris, you know, I know some of those guys. You know, I didn't go to the combine. My assistant coach, Matt Woodley, Matt used to be with the Grizzly organization. He was their, you know, at one point their G League coach. And so, you know, he has a lot of ties there. I had a lot of interaction with a lot of teams, though, Gary. I mean, I'm kind of glad it's over, to be honest. It takes a lot of time. And it's good. I mean, and it's necessary. I get it. You know, the last probably 2 days, it got hot. It got really hot and heavy. You know, just with a lot of final calls. But, you know, a lot of things in the NBA, as you know, are kept secret. and that's the hard thing for a college coach at times is you're trying to get the best information that you can get, but yet they can't, you know, they're not going to tell you everything, and I understand. And so you're trying to wade through all that, and you're trying to, you know, you count on your relationships. You know, I've been in it 34 years. I know a lot of people in the NBA that gave me good information, but not total. So you don't really know, right? You don't really know until draft night when it starts going down. But I had a really good feeling, and this is the truth. I had it on my chart, and I had a chart of every pick, who we talked to, you know, what they had. And I had him slotted in what I had going from 19 to 30 is what I had, you know. And he worked out for every team from 19 to 30 except Houston, who traded in there late. And he went to Milwaukee and Golden State twice. And so I just had a good feeling that that's kind of where he was going to land.
So I think the initial question Grizzlies fans had last night was, did we really need to move up, package two picks, and go up from 22 to 19 to get Jake LaRavia? Zach Kleiman, the Grizzlies' decision maker, said, we just weren't going to mess around with it. That's the guy we wanted. We knew we could get him at 19. We weren't 100% sure he would be available at 22. Is it your understanding that he might have been gone by 22?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be, you know, straight honesty here. The majority of my conversations in the last 24 hours was with Minnesota. You know, and so I knew Minnesota really liked him. I knew they weren't wasting their time, you know what I mean, calling me like that, because we've been through all these calls before. And so, you know, I don't know the dynamics. I got a little bit of wind of it here right before it happened. But, yeah, I do think there was a really good chance, you know, that could happen, especially, you know, for a guy that they decided that's who they wanted, then, you know, they went and got him. And they're not going to be disappointed. And the fans aren't going to be disappointed. Jake LaRavia is a real...
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.